Let's go to the KRDO Newsline and visit with friend of the program, Sam Cole, CDOT Communication Manager. And first of all, happy St. Patrick's Day, Sam.
Hey, same to you. Thank you so much.
Yep, I've got my green shirt on, by the way, so that's...
I do, too.
Very good. All right, so yeah, we have the St. Patrick's Day holiday here, and typically this is a big drinking weekend. It has been for years, and it always kind of boggles my mind that there are people that still drink and drive in this day and age where there's free things all over the place to get you home. Let's talk about this, first of all. The deaths increased last year when it comes to drunk driving, either the driver or they caused the crash that maybe killed someone. Let's talk about the statistics and how big of a weekend this is when it comes to drinking and driving.
Yeah, in El Paso County, we saw the number of deaths increase by a third, by 23% in El Paso County involving an impaired driver. And that one-third number, that's the number of impaired driving deaths in the state of Colorado. Fully one-third of the deaths we see on our roadways involve an impaired driver. You know, we just want people to make it to the end of the weekend. After being out celebrating, we want them to make it to the other end of the weekend without a DUI, and we want them to be safe. And that's why we're putting some things in motion to make this happen.
I'm kind of old school. I said drinking and driving because I always, you know, attribute this weekend with drinking. But you're right. Impaired is impaired. That means any type of substance that may affect your decision making.
Yeah, we know that people celebrate in many ways. Some people will use cannabis in addition to alcohol. And no matter what you're using, you just have to find an alternative ride.
Yeah.
My number one message is to plan ahead. You know, for this weekend, you plan ahead where you're going to go, what you're going to wear. The most important thing you need to do is figure out how you're going to avoid driving. Best thing you can do is just leave that car in the garage, take alternative transportation, find a designated driver, or even ride share.
I mean, the cost of a DUI or just DWI, whatever the case may be, the cost is astronomical, and the risks, you know, outweigh the rewards. What is CDOT doing to help alleviate the possibility of someone getting behind the wheel and is impaired?
Well, we have some federal funds to be able to incentivize people to use rideshare. So it's $10 Lyft ride credit over the next few days. Just go to the Lyft app on your phone and enter the code in the promotion section, SPD, stands for St. Patrick's Day, SAFE, SPD, SAFE. Just enter that in the promotion section of the Lyft app on your phone, get $10 off, and stay safe. But you're absolutely right. The average cost of a DUI is over $13,000. It will mean some jail time. You will get your driver's license taken away for a certain period of time. And then when your driver's license is given back, you got to have that interlock on your ignition in your vehicle to breathe through the tube in order to start your vehicle. You're on camera, so we know it's you. And actually, it's the Department of Revenue that oversees that program, not CDOT.
Yeah.
But yeah. And so lots of inconveniences. Goes on for 2 years. So just do yourself a favor and, you know, make alternative plans when it comes to getting home safely.
Not only that, but if you have a DUI on your record, that also affects the possibility of getting certain jobs as well. So, I mean, it just doesn't seem worth it at all.
Yeah. It means you got a criminal record. And lots of people don't like to hire people like that.
Yeah.
So it just makes life tougher. You know, life is tough as it is.
Yeah.
Don't make it tougher. And there's so many ways to avoid getting a DUI. But I tell you, if you've driven impaired before and you didn't get pulled over, don't think it's never going to happen.
Yeah.
Eventually it will. Mm-hmm. And your luck on this St. Patrick's Day could run.
Yeah, no question about it. And this is just really the beginning of the holiday season. A lot of people love to celebrate, and we've got Memorial Day coming up here. We got the start of summer. That's when people love to have barbecues and all kinds of things. So it just, you know, it just goes without saying, this is very important that, you know, that not only does your life depend on it, but your pocketbook does as well.
It does. And we also have to look out for one another. You know, if you've been drinking, your judgment is not good.
Yeah.
That's why you need a a friend or a family member to step in and make sure that you're not getting in your vehicle.
Yeah, no question about it. Sam, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us as always. We really appreciate it. And give us the promo code again when they go to Lyft.
Yeah, just enter the promo code SPD, stands for St. Patrick's Day, SAFE, SPD, SAFE.
Okay, excellent. And if you missed that, just go back to our podcast page and relive this interview. That promo code will be right there when you relive the interview. Sam, thanks again. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
All righty, Dan. Thank you.
It is our pleasure.